This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. HUD is wrong on lead standards and must do right. Here's a simple question that I don't think will take anyone long to answer, though perhaps it should. Donald Trump and his latest wife have a 9-year-old son, Barron. Michelle and Barack Obama moved into the White House with 2 young daughters whose age at the time was less than 2 digits. Hillary and Bill Clinton raised a young daughter in the White House during their 8 years in residence. The White House is the prime example of public housing in the United States, so here's the question. Would any of these mothers and fathers be willing or have been willing to move their young, vulnerable children into the public housing on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C., if the White House was using the same lead standard as HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, uses for the rest of the public housing in the country? You know the answer, and you know the answer isn't no, but no way. These days, we're reading the daily news about lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, and the terrible toll it is taking. We're reading about the ongoing damage from lead paint that has damaged children in Cleveland for decades. Over 80% of prisoners in jail have shown signs for prior lead poisoning, where public authorities bothered to actually test them for lead, which should also be mandatory. Besides the tragedy of ruined and painful lives, the cost of medical care, educational support, loss of lifetime earnings, and future taxes that we're paying for our negligence is in the billions. So here's what should be another easy question. Controlling lead poison should be a no-brainer, right? Unbelievably, the answer so far is not yes, but no. There is a chance to change the answer, though, at least for low-income and largely minority children who are living in 1.6 million households with children at risk for lead poisoning because they are in HUD, public, or subsidized housing. For some unfathomable reason, though, and likely has to do with money and, more disturbingly, the fact that the damaged population is, in fact, lower income and minority, and therefore in the eyes of Congress and too many bureaucrats, not worth saving, HUD standards for acceptable lead levels requiring action are below 20 micrograms per deciliter or 15 to 19 micrograms per deciliter over 3 months. As Emily Benfer, a Chicago lawyer and lead expert, writes in the New York Times, these are already levels that cause severe and permanent brain damage. These are also levels that are 3 and 4 times the Federal Center for Disease Control Center's recommendations of intervention for lead poisoning at 5 micrograms per deciliter. And hey, the CDC's recommendations are also felt by lead experts to be absurd because the intervention level should be anything over 0. There is a rulemaking petition that's confronting HUD with a demand to change its standards for lead prevention. Maybe not to the White House level yet, but at least no worse than the CDC. Emily Benfer wrote the petition with her team, and as she says, it has support. I'm thrilled to report that the Health Justice Project, Sergeant Shriver National Center on Poverty Law, and 28 national nonprofits, racial justice organizations, medical legal partnerships, civil legal aid organizations, civil rights groups, scientists, public health practitioners, advocates, and medical providers filed a petition for rulemaking with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to improve lead poisoning prevention in federally assisted housing. We are especially grateful to LeadNet advocates Richard Riebstein, Beth Butler, Dr. Howard Milkey, Dr. Bruce Lampier, Dr. David Rosner, and the Green and Healthy Homes Initiative and the Childhood Lead Action Project for their support and guidance. For the rest of us, there's something we can do as well. Write our senators and congresspeople and ask them to co-sponsor the bills introduced by Senator Durbin of Illinois and Senator Mendez of New Jersey in the U.S. Senate and Congressional Representatives Ellison from Minnesota, Quigley from Illinois, and Lawrence from Pennsylvania in the House. Let's have one standard for all public housing rather than leaving the poor on the curb. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.